they don't have a chance. Listen to Dunham and Miller, mornings at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Didn't this group play here this weekend?
Knocked up 9 months ago.
Isn't this the Roots, Ryan? Yes.
Granada.
This Wednesday, George Dunham will be at Lowe's in Plano at Central and Spring Creek. From 4 until 6, you can register to win ticket t-shirts and help him cook up some keg roaster chicken. He's out there with the Dutro Keg Roaster, a delicious way to create beer can chicken and turkey. So go to Lowe's and find out what that's all about at Central and Spring Creek Parkway in Plano this Wednesday from 4 until 6.
For our P1s, don't forget anything. I've already gotten 4 emails on this, busting me for wearing my cap backwards. And didn't we throw an edict down about wearing caps backwards?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're in violation.
I was in a situation where I had to wear it backwards.
Boating?
Just in a situation.
Boating. What's the other situation? Flying your biplane?
I was running 100-yard sprints.
Okay.
Well, you just heard the ticket ticker there with Kevin Scott. There will be another one on the way at 3:50 or as close as we can possibly get it to that. Right now, it's time for us to check that Colonial leaderboard, see how the round today is going. And with more on that, here is Snake Davidson.
Two issues with Colonial. Your winner is Steve Flesh, 11 under
par. How's the round today going?
They finished yesterday.
Who's he?
He's a lefty. He's just a guy on tour, a grinder, really solid player. Good player. I mean, you know, just a guy that wears a lot of hats and...
Dockers.
A lot of golf shirts. Pretty spare leaderboard outside of Jesper Parnevik. And Chad Campbell. I wish Chad Campbell would have won because...
Didn't he have tied in for the Cowboys?
It's Dan. Chad Campbell is the next, if there is such a thing, the next thing on tour.
Oh, gosh. You've said that about so many golfers.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Listen.
You said it about Sergio.
Every week.
You said it about David Toms.
You said it about money on the tour.
You said it about Mike Weir.
You said it about Mike Suchak.
He's been dead before I've been alive.
He's not dead.
No. So...
what is the next thing on the tour?
Okay.
The next Tiger? There's not one.
Just a guy who's going to be competitive and win a lot of big tournaments. And Chad Campbell was voted on by the players. The players took a poll, and they were asked, who will be the next guy to win a major? And this is before Mickelson won his major. Who will be the next guy who hadn't won a major to win one? And Chad Campbell won by a landslide.
Really?
A landslide over Mickelson. So the kids, I mean, he won Bay Hill this year. The Palmer tournament. I wish he would have won yesterday. He was a lot bigger name than Steve Flesh. But that's okay. No big deal. It's a good tournament. Went out there on Saturday.
Yes, from what I understand, everyone was very, very pleased with the way things went.
How many Rod Curls win this Colonial?
You know, in the past, they've got big names.
Clearwater.
Look at every tournament. Look at every single tournament. And your Dan Poles are littered all over the place.
Seems like it happens at Colonial more than any other tournament, though.
Not really.
Didn't Larry Mize win the Masters once?
Yes, he did.
And what did he turn out to be?
So did Sandy Lyle, didn't he?
Larry Mize. Yeah, but Sandy Lyle, I think, won a British, too. So a little more credibility than Larry Mize.
But that happens in all sports.
Yeah.
Zoilo Versace was the 1965 American League MVP.
Look at Norm Cash.
Look at the Marlins and the Angels. You know?
Sports. Not the same thing. People like that.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's see. Two issues. One with you, Grego. When I was out there on Saturday all afternoon long, probably for 4 or 5 hours, I've never seen so many good-looking girls at a golf tournament in all my life. Never. It was shocking. And I can promise you...
I guarantee you there were more at the Nelson.
No, there weren't. Well, maybe in that one area, but they don't go on the golf course. At Colonial, they're all over the place. Everywhere. There was not one stripper there, I promise you.
They probably kick them out.
Okay. That's what, like I said.
They probably,
not,
I mean, they probably throw them out there.
No need for the nookie girl at a golf tournament. No need for it.
There's a need for the nookie girl at every event. There's a need for a nookie girl in church. There's a need for nookie girls everywhere.
Well,
I will pray for you.
I will too, at my church, with no nookie girls. No need
Greg
for
Greggo's right, though. There's a place at the golf tournament and everywhere else for the nookie girl.
I can guarantee you there were strippers there everywhere.
Greggo, I was all over the course.
I know you were, but you missed them.
How?
I don't know, but
and
you
I
did.
Was
See, I don't
too.
Think the snake knows them when he sees them.
I don't either. I need to start pointing them out.
Gee, it's snake. Real hard to spot
they're
a
real,
stripper.
They're real Adriana looking.
Quote them.
Someone with double D's, bleach blonde hair, and a cracked smile.
All right, if you're a stripper and you look like a normal girl, give us a call.
There is the normal looking stripper. I've known a few of them.
Well, anyway, there were so many good looking girls. Young, clean, clean girls.
Most of them are TCU people that haven't gone home yet.
Fine.
Which is
so
good.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't say that they were all strippers. I'm just saying that they had their stripper element there. I didn't say that every girl was there. Hey, Fort Worth is full of some of the best-looking girls in the world.
No question about it.
But if you think Fort Worth isn't a haven for the nookie girl, you are out of your mind.
What do you mean by nookie girl?
Just nookie. Nookie. I guarantee you, there are more sluts per capita in Fort Worth than there are in any other major city.
What about this city we're in right now?
I said per capita. You know, Fort Worth's only about 500,000 people. I can guarantee you there are more sluts there than anywhere else.
All right.
Fort Worth is a haven for the slut.
Okay.
And God almighty, I love it.
All right. And another thing that I need to take issue with is what Tiger said about Colonial, how it's basically an obsolete golf course when it comes to the touring pros, and it's past its time and everything.
Because you can't pull out your big canned ham driver.
Right. So I did some research, Mike.
Yes.
And I would say that the courses where people shoot, where more people, let's see, how do I phrase this? About 80 people make the cut in every tournament, okay?
That many?
75 to 80 to make the cut. You know, there's 100 and, I don't know, 20 or 30 guys that start out in the tournament. Colonial is third behind the Masters and Players Championship for the fewest people to be under par. Third. Which means, how could that be an obsolete golf course when it's the third hardest course played on tour?
Because you can't take your big giant drivers and hit it 60 yards out of bounds or in the rough and get back in and still safe par.
Right.
You can't do that. Colonial's unforgiving.
It's a hard golf course. 12 people.
And these, you know what? These players, they don't want to play hard golf courses. They want to go out there and pull out their driver and drive it 300 yards, then chip it up and putt.
You would just think a guy like Tiger, though, who's the best in the world at everything, and he is, at every single facet of the game, he's the best at
it. You would want him to go there and say, you know what? Long golf course, I'll beat you there. Short one, I'll beat you there, too.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want the challenge. He's shying away from a challenge.
It makes no sense.
Should we take this?
Okay.
Hi there.
Hi, Reiner.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
You need to smack the hammer.
Why?
Because every woman in Fort Worth is not a slut, and we're not the slut capital of the world.
Did I say that?
I think you did.
I didn't say everyone.
I'm not going to smack the hammer, okay?
I didn't say if I smack the hammer,
he'll smack me back.
I didn't say that everyone were sluts. I said that there are a lot there, and you got to admit, there are. Donna, there's a lot of sluts in Fort Worth. I want to hear you admit that. There are a lot.
Well, I don't...
Yeah, there are a lot. I'm not saying you are. Okay, well, I didn't say you are. I just said there's a lot of them there.
Greg, I don't think you've been to Fort Worth or you've been hanging around it. I mean, you were around it in your prime, mm-hmm. in Mr.
Yeah,
B's prime.
Yeah, it must have been a long time ago, because if so...
It's changed.
You'd still not be single, right?
Yeah, good point. Good shot. Good shot at me.
Sorry. Ooh. By the way, hi, Corby. This is your old babysitter.
Oh, hi.
By the way, are you hot? Are you good looking?
She was when she...
No, I'm average.
She was when she babysat me.
What size bra do you wear?
I was hot when I babysat you.
From what I remember, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
I think he had lurid thoughts about you back then.
Well, I didn't say that all girls from Fort Worth were sluts. I didn't say that. I said,
and I believe that.
And you know what? I mean that in glowing terms. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's really friendly.
It's great.
Oh, okay. So
I'm
we
a
can
fan
put that
of
on
slut.
Our motto now, Fort Worth, the friendliest slut.
Yeah, why not? Get a lot of convention business, a lot of people, a lot of out-of-towners.
We'll go for that.
Well, they should. Doug Harmon should listen to me.
That's all right. I still love you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What do you want to do? Another one?
Did she ever give you a bath or anything?
Huh?
Did she ever give you a bath when
I'm sure she did. I don't remember.
So that girl has seen the Corby Dingus.
Yeah, when I was two.
Huh?
So what?
She's seen kind of a snake appendage, huh?
Isn't that kind of creepy that a girl calls in that's actually giving you a bath?
Quota.
Snake.
Maybe a spanking, too.
Yeah, I'm sure she spanked me. I'm sure I was a bad boy.
Did she have to change your diaper ever?
I'm sure she did. She'd have been a bad babysitter if she didn't change my poopy diaper.
Would you like it if she'd do that now?
Poop. I'm not wearing a diaper.
You have stinky butt?
Andre Agassi lost in the first round of the French Open. That will be coming up at the Ticket Ticker. It is 3:44 right now.